On this season of A Good Cry, can you talk a little bit about social media and how it helped you?
I think that I found it in a time where people were being the best versions of themselves. And that was such a blessing, you know, to find other people, other parents that have shared that same loss. When you are going through something that traumatic, you really do feel like no one's ever felt this pain before.
I'm Michael, you're Dayla, we're doing it.
For me, drag falls somewhere in between an artistic practice and identity, and it's very much intertwined with who I am. So the art that I make utilizes drag, but I would say that drag itself is very much just a part of who I am, and it's what I use to do this art. And that's also one of the great things about the medium I work in, is that nobody has to know how personal it is, because my drag character is not me.
That's a beautiful, wise answer to that question.
Folks with schizophrenia, I think it always seems like otherworldly, but I'm constantly surprised by how much my mom's been the truth teller of so many things.
It was the weirdest thing. I felt like God put me in that position to be the only one awake to see that. It was almost like my dad was coming over me being like, you got to take on my role now.
Jason, how would you describe your relationship to grief?
I have an interesting relationship with grief, as I think everybody does. I've never met any person who's had the same journey through grief. It's such a unique thing.
A lot of people, they're in this sea of grief and they get to the surface and they imagine that because they can breathe again, that they have gotten out of the grief. But in fact, what they're doing is just desperately doggy paddling.
I think we really like griefed it up pretty hard.
Really griefed it up. Subscribe to A Good Cry on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts.